Right now, the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Junes. Let's talk about theft. There was an interesting theft that occurred. This happened stolen from a Philadelphia area warehouse. These people were packing up Noble Oak bourbon. So 10,800 bottles valued at more than $500,000. So $500,000 worth of bourbon. And they had their shipping company. They pack it up. Shipping company arrives, loads it into the truck. And then they eventually get a call. The company gets a call saying, hey, we're still waiting on the delivery of the bottles of bourbon. The truck just left a little while ago. Let me call them. I'll get back to you. Call the trucking company. Yeah, we're showing it's on its way right now. It's en route. Okay, cool. Call the destination again. Yeah, it still hadn't showed up. Call the trucking company again.
Hey, yeah, almost there.
They're almost there. Don't worry about it. The third time, though, they got no answer from the trucking company. It was all a fake company, trucking company, that was doing the high-level theft. They had the trucks. They had the graphics on the side. They had everything perfect. And the fake dispatcher placates you just long enough to get the truck fully away and safe.
Man.
And that's how they stole the $500,000 worth of whiskey. It's so movie-like. I always was impressed with high-level theft operations.
Yes.
That run like clockwork and everybody has to sync their watches. I guess people don't really sync watches anymore now that everything's...
Yeah, everyone's got
synced
same
with
time.
GPS or whatever the clock in the sky is that we all download accurate time from.
Yeah.
But, that's how they did it. There's another theft that I'd like to speak of. And by the way, the organized cargo theft, they say, has been on the rise, alarmingly on the rise. It's theft on that level of cargo and freight. Worldwide, people stealing at that level.
Wow.
Boy, it takes some guts, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then reselling it in some way. On the gray market, black market, I'm not sure which market it is that you would have to sell that stuff in.
Put up graphics on a truck. I guess the guys had fake uniforms. And
yeah. Hey, seriously, I was reading something recently about how if you want to gain access to any place ever, all you have to do is rent a white Chevy express van, because those have been the same work platform for like 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your hard hat and have the vest and everything and have a credential on one of those little pull lanyards that, you know, retracts. And just say, hey, yeah, we're here to do some work in here. And people just let you in. You look the part of the worker.
Put a fluorescent vest on. That makes you look pretty official.
Yes. Yeah. Throw that on.
Maybe have an orange cone or two.
Yeah. Put that down when you get out. Put a cone down.
Had it happen to me yesterday. I was at the Muser bunker at a time of my choosing.
Yeah.
And I was had to mow the yard there and feed a tortoise and do stuff. Anyway, I hear a knock. I was in the garage doing some work as well, and I hear a knock on the garage door, and some dude yelling at me from outside the garage storage area of the bunker. And I go out, walk around, and it's some guy. He has the van. He has the fluorescent vest, the hard hat.
He's official.
The lanyard with a name on it and some company I've never heard of. Said, yeah, here with the power company. Just need to gain access to the premises and replace the power meter.
Where are you getting your energy?
I'm like, well, okay. And just let him do it. He had the magic ingredients. The work van and the hard hat and the vest. You can't fake those.
Hmm. And when he was done, did he come over? That'll be $200. And you said, okay.
Yeah, handed over the $200. And then he said, go ahead and get your pants off.
He said, okay.
Right. I said, okay.
You said, okay.
You have the
really?
You have the work van. And then this one from Concord, North Carolina. Two guys there facing charges for stealing thousands of dollars worth of electricity from a substation near Charlotte Motor Speedway. And when I say thousands of dollars, I mean $591,000 worth of electricity these two guys stole.
Whoa.
Man.
How do you store that? How do you sneak it away from there? And you put it in a briefcase?
Duffel bag?
Extension cord?
A duffel bag full of electricity. 55-year-old Michael Keith Klutz. I wonder if he's related. And 65-year-old Edward Jerome Little. Thank you. So, this is my energy. They stole power from Duke Energy Substation just outside the racetrack. They were employees, and they gained unauthorized power for VRLRV Park, a campground across from Charlotte Motor Speedway. So, I guess they were camping there?
Wow.
How long do you have to camp at a place to
get... Did they run it to the whole park over there?
To get $600,000 worth of electricity... That's a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were charged with injure an energy facility. Injure an energy facility. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is that just a typo?
Injure. Injury?
This says just injure an energy facility.
Yeah, it wouldn't be injury. They didn't hurt anybody.
You almost got to hope it's a cramp.
Obtaining property by false pretense greater than $100,000. The false pretense was greater than $100,000. And money laundering greater than $100,000. A warrant also showed that Little was charged with two counts of possessing a weapon of mass destruction.
Wow.
Seemed like that should have been the lead.
Right.
Yeah.
But then the warrant just said that he owned a fully automatic gun.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a better term than weapon of mass destruction on that. Weapon of mass destruction always sounds like a bomb.
Something that could kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. So that's theft number two. And theft number three, I picked this one out just for you, George.
Okay.
You want to guess?
I guess someone stole a batch of breast milk.
No, no.
Or semen. I'm going to predict some sort of sperm or breast milk on this story.
That's when George gets really excited about a story.
I don't get excited.
He's predicting that that's going to end up on the story at some point. No. We were talking about the theft of the MILF magnet from the Vagina Museum.
Yeah, close enough.
What? Breast milk is close to the MILF magnet?
It's some story that would get your attention. You see MILF and...
I celebrate...
Vagina and you're in to the story.
You talking to me?
Who are you?
I don't know.
I was talking to Tipsy.
Okay. So this magnet is part of the museum's current exhibition, Menopause, What's Changed? Is the name of it. Don't roll your eyes at art. The Vagina Museum is a British institution.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We have a vagina museum,
Mark.
We'll lead with that when we start talking football with Ed next year.
Why does that surprise you? Don't you think we need a museum for vaginas?
No.
Why not?
Because museums are for history, for artifacts. They're not for...
Oh, all those male-dominated things, huh?
Oh, gosh.
Well, the Vagina Museum is a British institution aimed at destigmatizing gynecological anatomy.
Nobody goes there. They have like three people there a year.
No, I bet you it's very well attended. Well, people there keep stealing the MILF magnet from one of its displays. And the museum posted this about the theft. It says, in this display, we had a magnet which said MILF, and it got stolen so many times that we gave up. We are delighted that our MILF visitors feel represented, but couldn't afford to keep on replacing our MILF magnet. So the display asked visitors to consider language used to describe menopause and menopausal people.
Hmm.
They said, language matters. It reflects and reinforces stereotypes entwined with misogyny, ageism, and ableism. How then might we rethink language? How can we reclaim existing language? And how might we introduce new language into the mix?
I'm glad the British are wasting their time on stupid stuff like we are.
Vagina magnets?
I looked up the Vagina Museum. I think it's doing pretty well. It has 746 reviews on Google and an average rating of 4.5 out of 5 stars.
It's been open 10 years. They've had like 70 people a year. We have a vagina museum.
Gosh. The museum noted that certain magnets get more faded and bedraggled as they are handled, revealing which words resonate most with their visitors. They said, what does it mean that horny, hot, sexless, witch, climax, unashamed, witch, hormonal, sweaty are among the words our visitors interact with the most?
Wiener.
And that prime, matriarch, invisible, caring, wakeful, compassionate are among the least handled.
Fascinating.
So let's we need to ponder on that for many hours and think about this and let it send us into deep reverie and lucubration. So people need to quit stealing the, why don't they just sell them in the gift shop?
Right.
Yeah.
If it's always being stolen. And why is it just okay that people steal it? They're saying we love it.
We that, love it.
Yes. That we are delighted that our MILF visitors. You think that's a little idiocracy?
Yes,
we just know?
The whole story's just so dumb.
When I started seeing billboards, this happened in Dallas, you know, said your wife is hot AF, and it was for like a heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, so
company.
You better fix your AC.
When the AF started just working its way into advertisements. I love it. It's so great.
We're pretty much done.
The Vagina Museum has 227,000 followers on Insta.
See?
It's pretty big.
It's the Gordos of the world that follow it. That
you wouldn't want
to have a garbage like this.
I wouldn't call women's bodies garbage, sir. You're saying that all women's vaginas are garbage.
I did not say that. I said a story about or the museum itself
but
is garbage.
But wouldn't you like to go in to the museum and see all the different
I have no interest.
Vags that they have?
They have a workshop going right now at the museum called Reclaiming Vulvas in Art.
Yes! Yes! You know, that is exactly right.
That's
a lot of people aren't claiming them, and they need to be claimed and claimed again. So,
all right, Gordo. Thank you for that update. That's the ODEC.